A certain man said unto Jesus, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Good morning, this is Steve Coleman with your daily inspiration. That's a passage from Luke chapter 9, the last several verses, starting at verse 57. And what I'd like to do this morning is ask the question, will you give up all? That's the terms of discipleship that Jesus has. This isn't an optional thing. Jesus doesn't say that this is okay for one person but not for another. He doesn't say to this one, I'm going to follow you as soon as I bury my father. And Jesus says, well, that's okay. That's an acceptable solution. That's not what he says. He says, let the dead bury the dead. In other words, let those that don't have spiritual life go and be concerned about the people that don't have spiritual life, about the people of the world. But he said, but your responsibility, and I like this passage, but go thou, that phrase, go thou. What are we to do as disciples? And that is to preach the kingdom of God. And that's really what our calling is in whatever way we can, to lift up the kingdom of God, to show people that there is a different kingdom than the ways of this world. Do you value earthly comforts? Do you value family relationships? Will you give up all? Those are the questions that's the terms that Jesus has given to us, is that we must give up all to follow him. We must say that, you know what, these family relationships, we have to lay them down in order to follow him. How much does it cost? He said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. We need to just plow forward. We need to just move forward and preach the kingdom of God, lift up the life of Jesus Christ, make our lives be such that people are drawn to the kingdom. And that's really our calling. So where are you at this morning, beloved? Is there something that has some comfort, some reason that Jesus has called you to preach the kingdom and you can't because of that earthly comfort? He said you need to lay those things aside. So thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. God bless you this morning.